Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to the final broadcast of Arts Connection. In June 2011, the first broadcast of a new program that looked at the intersection of faith, art, and Canadian culture was heard on this station. In the six-plus years since, Arts Connection has featured hundreds of artists from across the country, including musicians and writers, visual artists and photographers, poets and playwrights. On that first program, I interviewed a person who has become synonymous with faith in the arts in Canada, and I've invited John Franklin, Executive Director of Imago, to return for this final program. Imago has promoted the intersection of faith, arts, Canadian culture for more than 40 years, and John has been a significant part of that ministry. He's here tonight to help us reflect on the last 6 years. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Where the Good Way Lies, the title track of Steve Bell's Where the Good Way Lies CD.
Seven sacred teachings to live.
Seven sacred days creation took. So the ancient stories tell. Was done, the author called it good, and it was good so long ago.
So long ago,
long ago.
The story was told, yeah. Seven.
Holy wind and water, earth and north to south and east to west, red and yellow, black and white and spot, all was blessed so long ago.
And now to our conversation with John Franklin. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, just over a little over 6 years ago, we opened with two questions. What is art, and why is art important to the church? So let's do that again. Let's give people another refresher on what is art.
Well, as I'm sure you know, Robert, that's a, a very big and difficult question, and there is no neat definition of art. Nothing, I think, that can succinctly capture both its depth and its diversity. But of course, it's impossible to think of human culture without some artistic presence, image or dance or music. Art is a world of symbol and sign,
mm-hmm.
a metaphor and deep expression of our humanity. I mean, that's very general, I know, but that's, I think, at the heart of what art is.
Well, having said that, I think when you're looking at art as symbol and sign, that is actually a really key part of even what Jesus did in his ministry with some of the parables and things that he did and the symbols and the signs that have been used in Scripture.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Scripture is full of artistic presence.
Mm-hmm. Now, saying that, why is art important in the church and culture?
Well, I think one quick answer to that is to say it's so important because it's woven into the fabric of our humanity. To ignore art or neglect the arts is to ignore and neglect part of who we are. as human beings created in the image of God. So that's one reason. Here's another reason. It's important in the church and culture because it's able to move us in a way that mere ideas can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a good idea. The scriptures say that him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So you might know what is right, but how do you get moved to do it? And I think the creative, artistic side of life is one of the ways we get motivated. It touches the heart and it's deeply. So if we want to be moved or inspired or motivated, we need the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do when in times of trouble or in times of celebration? We bring in the artists, the mm-hmm. musicians, the poets, the dancers, the actors.
Well, I think, too, as you're saying that, my mind went to an illustration that C.S. Lewis gave, which is that art can get past the dragons. It can get past the gatekeepers.
Yes.
Of our minds and souls and touch something that's deep within us.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And let me just add one other reason why it's important both in church and culture, but I'm thinking particularly of church, is it speaks to the spiritual side of our humanity. And it can be a very significant resource for personal transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've not tapped in enough to the arts. There's a lot today that's centered around the contemplation and personal transformation through the arts, and I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, in looking at that and looking at these two questions, has your perspective on these changed or evolved in these last 6 years or so?
Well, the answer to that is yes. There has been some change. My view about what art is regularly being tweaked. You know, making adjustments, undergoing small adjustments. As I read, I sharpen the focus, and so art. I mean, it's you can go on and on. You know, to try to understand what art is, but it has changed a bit. Sorry. Also with the importance of art.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about a number of times over the years about Imago, and for those who may not have heard those conversations, let's give them a brief, you know, the sort of the Reader's Digest condensed version of what Imago is and what it does.
Well, Imago, this November, will celebrate its 45th anniversary, and at the heart of its work over those 45 years has been the intent to be an advocate for people of Christian faith who are in the arts. And we've done that with a face to the culture. We're, of course, people of faith, and so the church is very important for us, but we're very interested to have the artist as a presence in the culture.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes, but what are some of the, one of the things I know when Imago does is help artists with projects and get off the ground in terms of promotion and funding and things. What are some of the projects that are current Imago projects?
Well, we have the jazz pianist, Lila Bialy, who is has a project under Imago. We've just adopted a project for an oratorio called Ezekiel in Exile, which will be classical music. We have a new CD that's just come under Imago. It will be developed over the next year, done by a very up-and-coming opera singer, who is a person of serious faith. Those are a few of what we have. So, I mean, and we've just adopted six new projects, and there's more.
Mm.
There's another four in the wings.
And I mean, over the years, you've Imago has done a number of different projects, from visual artists to theater. I'm thinking of Jason Hildebrand and some of his play projects that he's done, and things like that. So it's been a fairly broad spectrum in terms of what Imago's been involved with.
And we're looking at also a collaborative project at this point, where we would have artists from different disciplines all involved in doing something together.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Imago Executive Director John Franklin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Well, I know girl who was schooled in Manhattan. She reads dusty books and learns phrases in Latin. Oh, she is an author, or maybe a poet. She's a genius, but it's just this world doesn't know it. She works on a novel most every day. If you laugh, she will say. Life slips away just like hourglass, and seize the day. Pray for grace from God's hand, and nothing will stand in your way. Seize the day. Left his six-figure job for a mission position. He's healing the sick in an African clinic. He works in the dirt and writes home to the cynics. He says we work through the nights almost every day. As we watch the sunrise, we can say, seize the day, seize whatever you can, 'cause life slips away just like hourglass. And seize the day, pray for grace from God's hand, and nothing will stand.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Seize the Day from the Just Getting Started CD by Carolyn Ahrens. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with John Franklin from Imago. One of the things that we did back when Arts Connection began was we talked about a quote from the Lausanne paper, Redeeming the Arts. Now, you were involved with that paper as well. And the quote was, "The majority within the faith community simply neglected the arts, having no understanding and receiving no teaching about the place of arts in the life of faith." Has that changed in the years, one, since the Lausanne paper came out, and two, even in the last 6 years since you and I have started these discussions?
Well, this is a very good question, but it's a difficult one to answer. The willingness to embrace the arts has certainly gained momentum in faith communities.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. But just how the arts fit with the life of faith is still not well understood. I'm not sure we do enough reflection on this. There's little teaching in our churches about this important subject. However, having said that, Robert, the literature, books and articles, as well as conferences that can help us understand better, has vastly increased.
Mm-hmm.
So resources are out there. That's one of the really dramatic changes. There's a lot of resources now. And the publications continue to come out. So people who want to deepen their understanding have the resources to do it in a way that they didn't maybe a decade or so ago.
Well, I think that the biggest challenge for artists has been finding churches that have begun to understand who they are as artists and what they can offer more than just, you know, playing in the worship band or something like that. Are there churches that seem to get how the arts fit within our whole spiritual experience?
Well, there are some churches that do, and they're they're opening those spaces for artists to flourish within their community. But there are many who are still uncomfortable with the arts, uncomfortable with maybe some of the ambiguity that you get with the arts, with the unpredictability of the artistic temperament. What are they going to do and what have you? And I think one of the things that is missing is the willingness to be, at some level, patrons of the arts. That's to help to support artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need more of that in the church. So, but there are churches who get it, but there are many who are still sort of, I'll say, flummoxed. They don't know what to do. They're just, what do we do with these artists?
Right. The churches that are getting it, what are they doing to support artists?
Well, I think that they open gallery space, for example. They allow for the artists to put on, whether it's a drama piece or a dance piece, or whether it's a visual art show or read their poetry. They often, of course, will support artists by integrating that into their worship times. That's another thing they will do. I think another thing that they need to do, and many do, will go out and support the artists. That is, they'll go to their play. They'll go to their poetry reading. They'll go to their visual art show. Although I do know of cases where churches are very happy to have the artists, but the community doesn't really seem to want to go the next step and mm-hmm. actually get out to see what the artist does.
Right.
That's disappointing. I mention that because I've seen that mm-hmm. and find it very disappointing.
And that tends to, I mean, most artists work in isolation anyway. When they're creating their art, it's more of a them in their studio or wherever they are doing their creating their art. And that affirmation from people around them is something that they often it's not a matter that they seek, but they appreciate.
That's right. You're right. They're not seeking it, but when it comes, it's very, very meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be done in very small gestures, you know?
Yeah.
It's hugely significant for the artist.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed as I've been doing the show is that there have been more and more artists that have taken their art outside of the church. I'm thinking of people like Jacob Moon and Mike Jansen who are reaching into mainstream music circles. Ince Choi and the success of Kim's Convenience, which started out as a Toronto Fringe production and now is going into its second season on CBC, opening of places like the Flagship Gallery. Are you seeing more of that, of artists stepping outside of the church walls?
I am, and in fact, that's very much what Imago is about, is that we can have that artists can have a presence in culture. And I think one of the reasons for that is that it's understood that art is a great bridge across our differences.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, this is also where they have to earn their living. I mean, you can't just, if you're a painter, show your artwork in the church. Frankly, not many people in the church are likely to buy your art. You need to get into the galleries. And the same with your drama and so on. And someone you mentioned, Ince Choi, I mean, there's a person who has earned credibility
mm-hmm.
as an artist and now has the opportunity to be a person of faith in that context. So I think this kind of thing is happening and will continue to happen more.
And what's been the reaction to the mainstream? I'm trying to think of I don't want to think of it in a dichotomy, but as artists have gone out into the mainstream, I mean, at one point, if you said you were an artist who was a Christian, it often put up a barrier between you and, say, if you were a visual artist, the gallery, or a musician, the audience. Those barriers seem to be coming down.
They have come down somewhat, and that's continuing to happen. I think that you can't put the lid on the religious heart or spiritual experience for too long before it finds a way to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening in the art world a lot, not least the example of the Mystical Landscape show at the Art Gallery of Ontario, which was their largest show ever that they originated. Nearly, 280,000 came to see it.
Wow.
And it had a deeply religious content.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I think that what the artist has to do is earn credibility as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that they're a person of faith is not an issue.
Well, I think of someone like Jacob Moon, who, you know, started off just doing a cover version of a Rush song and now has been invited to perform, in honor of the band and when the band is there. And so, you know, he establishes credibility as a musician first, but yet he still has that opportunity then, you know, when he's doing his concerts to do some of his more spiritual material.
Yeah, that's a very good example, and this is I think very much what the scripture is talking about when it talks about our call to be salt and light,
mm-hmm.
to be a presence in the culture, not just locked into a ghetto.
Do you see this as more of as continuing even further?
Sorry,
do you see this expression continuing even further, that more and more Christians
the more you have models out there like Jacob Moon or Mike Jansen or Lila Bialy or Ince Choi, or I mean you can go on and mention lots of people,
mm-hmm.
Bruno Capilongo as a visual artist, and Janet Reid, and these people are models,
mm-hmm.
for the next generation, to say that this is good, this is something that I would love to do.
Well, what are the challenges that still face artists, whether they're trying to reach out into the church or reach out into the culture?
Well, I think among the challenges are really to find the support that they need and frankly to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some who have a lot of profile still struggle to make ends meet. It's very expensive to be out there and traveling and doing your artistry if you're a musician or whatever. It's very difficult. So there are still challenges, and of course, they need a support system. They need a support system. As you said a few moments ago, it can be quite lonely as an artist,
mm-hmm.
and the communities that can support them in whatever way, I think, are hugely important for the artist.
Right. And that whole, we've talked about the financial end of things over the years, and that seems to be one aspect of the arts that has not changed.
That's right.
Well, we're going to take one final break, and then we'll finish our conversation with John Franklin from Imago. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Matin from Mike Jansen's Nudging Forever CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Imago Executive Director John Franklin. what do you see, John, as the major challenges that still remain to see arts and the life of faith truly integrated?
Well, I think one major challenge is how we understand who we are as human beings. We need to have an understanding that we are not just intellects, we are also people with hearts. And that what needs ordering in our lives is not just our thinking, but also our desires. And if we don't understand that, I think we're not going to get the arts, because the arts is one of the ways that, through the arts, that we can have our desires ordered.
Mm-hmm. How can artists help?
I want to take just a moment, if I may.
Yep.
Perhaps now is the time to say a very genuine thank you to you for all that you've done to promote and encourage Christian artists. You get it. You're asking about churches that get it. You get it. And your program, I think, has been a strong and consistent presence over these past 6 years and beyond with the other work you've done, reminding us that both of the importance of the arts and of their deep connection for the spiritual journey.
And thank you.
I think your contribution has been wonderful, and it's in one sense a sad day that you're coming to a conclusion. So I want to say a hearty thank you on behalf of all those who listen to you, and as for myself, as someone who is an advocate for the arts, thank you for your vision, for your work, for your good contribution that you've made to the community that you've served through Arts Connection Broadcast. We're greatly indebted to you.
Well, John, thank you, and I think that with that, that's probably the time to end it. Thanks for your time tonight. Thank you for your support of both the arts and Arts Connection over the years.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
It's great to be involved.
Okay.
Robert.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thanking my guest, John Franklin. If you've missed a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection these past years, 6 years. Thank you to the hundreds of artists who have graciously answered my questions and shared themselves with you. Thank you to Faith FM for giving me these 30 minutes each week to look at that intersection of faith, arts, and Canadian culture. And special thanks to the staff who've always been patient and generous with their help as we work through the questions and technical glitches to get this program out. You can still keep in touch with Arts Connection by emailing robert@artsconnection.ca. You can follow us on Twitter @Selah13 or through the Arts Connection page on Facebook. Now, for the final time, for Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.